USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Congressional Democrats are dwelling on the Mueller report. Republicans are trying to move on. According to House Democrats, more subpoenas are coming. House GOP leader Kevin McCarthy says one Senate committee wants to hear from Donald Trump Jr. again about the June 2016 Trump Tower meeting with former Trump attorney Michael Cohen.
They're requesting him back based upon something that Cohen has said when he is in jail for lying to Congress, but Cohen was talking about a meeting he wasn't even at.
Former Defense Secretary Robert Yates says the U.S. must do more to punish Russia for interfering in the last presidential election.
I think we have not reacted nearly strongly enough to Putin and to Russia for their blatant interference in 2016.
Yates and McCarthy on CBS's Face the Nation. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Dozens of states are taking generic drug makers to court. Connecticut Attorney General William Tung.
It's an industry-wide conspiracy, and I think it answers one of the biggest questions all of us are asking, which is, why are prescription drugs so expensive? And I think we know why now, because the prices of generic drugs are fixed and there's a widespread conspiracy to rig the market.
He spoke on CBS's 60 Minutes. No new negotiations have been scheduled after trade talks with China broke down last week. Republican Lindsey Graham on Fox News Sunday.
I want to deal with China, but when you put tariffs on Chinese products, it's more expensive. We'll pay more here, but the supply chain will move from China. Yarn to make textile goods. By putting a tariff on Chinese yarn, it makes Malaysia and the Philippines and other countries a better supply chain for America. So eventually, China is going to get hurt more than us.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission has issued a recall notice for a brand of marine coolers due to concerns of entrapment and suffocation. John Clemens has more.
The coolers are made by Igloo and feature a stainless steel latch that can automatically lock when the lid is closed that could allow a small child to become trapped, posing a hazard that could lead to suffocation. An estimated 60,000 of these coolers were manufactured by Igloo Products of Katy, Texas for boats and marine environments and were sold from 2015 through March of this year. Consumers should put these coolers out of the reach of children and contact the manufacturer.
The Venezuelan opposition leader is taking things up a notch as we hear from USA's Chris Barnes.
Juan Guaido saying he's instructed his political envoy in Washington to immediately open relations with the U.S. military in a bid to bring more pressure on President Nicolas Maduro to resign. The remarks coming at the end of a Saturday rally, marking one of Guaido's strongest public pleas yet for greater U.S. involvement in the country's fast escalating crisis. While Guaido has repeatedly echoed comments from the Trump administration that, quote, all options are on the table for removing Maduro, few in the U.S. or the Venezuelan opposition view military action as likely, nor has the White House indicated it's seriously considering any such move. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.